Started a Torah Mansha, Yud Gimel Tishri, Toshin Pei Beis, Rabbi Yaakov Brezhnev.
English, eh? Forgotten, eh? Recorded to you, eh?
Sorry?
Recorded to you. Recorded to you.
Sunday morning. 2 days back.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. A good quittle, I get you. I get bench to you. I want to share with you first a few halachas, and then we'll go a bit to Tvara Goda as well. Today, tomorrow, everybody's going to be kind of mitzvah of igud lulav, of binding the lulavs together. And if we want to concentrate on that just for a few minutes, a few halachas which are relevant to that. The Gemara discusses a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan to if lulav tzorich igud or not, and we pass the night chachomim that lulav ain't tzorich igud. It's not ma'akev. One can even shake the lulav first and then hadassim and arovas, each one separately, and one would also be a kind of mitzvah. But nevertheless, even according to the Rabbanan, lulav tzorich ain't tzorich igud. But nevertheless, the Gemara says that one should do it. It's mitzvah hu, mitzvah l'oikdom. It's nevertheless a mitzvah that one should do it. It's a hidden mitzvah, it's a keili van veyu, hisneu lefonov. It's more a hiddo to have the three meaning together than just do one after each other, or just holding them separately. The Gemara says one should do it, and that's Shulchan Aruch Paskens. There's a discussion in the Gemara, why it should, Gemara, let's just go to the Maskona, I don't know who we hear just with that. There's no problem about Tosef. Even so, you're adding on to the four kinds to something else, and you could me'ikra din use anything to bind it together. And there's no problem of chatzitze either. We do it with the lulav. We do it with the lulav leaf. That's always been the minik. It's already brought down Rabbeinu Monoyach that the minik was to use a lulav leaf. So then it's possibly a min b'minoy, but the main reason is because it's something which is for hidu mitzvah, and anything which is for hidu mitzvah is not a chatzitza. So even so, when it holds the dalet minim where it's bound, nevertheless, there's no problem with chatzitza, no problem with bal tosef, as we do it, that's the halacha. Now the halacha is, it has to be a proper kesha. It has to be a proper knot, a double knot, ideally. That's what Shulchan Aruch says it should be. The reason, the mekoyer for that, the Beis Yosef brings down the mekoyer breise, that the breise says, "Huter igdo beyontef." If the knot got undone on yontef, now what do? He still have to be kind of mitzvah, and he wants to be kind of mitzvah behiduroi, with bound together. So what do? So the Gemara says, "Ogdo ogdo shel yerek." You bind it together like a gudah shel yerek, just. Not with a proper double knot, whatever that means. It means a not permanent knot. A knot which you're allowed to do on yontef. So that's only if it got mashman the Gemara, when you've got untied on yontef, that's how you do it. But if lechatchila, you do it before yontef, you should do a knot, a better knot, not just such a kind of a knot. You do a proper knot, a proper double knot, which is also to do on Shabbos yontef. But that's what one should do in order to make kind of mitzvah. Now, they are Adam in Hogim. I'm going with Shulchan Aruch. He's talking about a lot of Kabbalah things. And there are Adam in Hogim. There are Pshotim, even in the Ramor, ideally, that one should not make a double knot. One should just wrap it around the Gimel Minim, the Lulav, Adasim, and the Rovas, and then tuck it in and make it whole like that together. We don't pass like that up Yalocha. That's one of the things we do on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, when you can't make a double knot and you forgot to do it or it got undone, which both can happen. But then you can't make a double knot. So then you bind together Adasim Arovas with the lulav by just wrapping the lulav leaf round and tucking it in and make it tight like that. But Andra halt nafil lechatchila, alpi Kabbalah, it's brought down in the poskim as well. Adam Fosh want to learn that. And the more, do that lechatchila, but that's not the usual thing to do. The Mishnah Berurah brings a famous shitter, the Boyalecha, the Agura Boyalecha, who talks about the keshelechs, as we call it in good English. These things which we use, most people use it. It's woven from lulav leaves, and to put the dasim and the robbers in two different parts of it, and the lulav in the middle. It's not exactly that what the Aguda Boyalech is talking about. He's talking about a bit something else, but very similar to that. Not going into the details now. And the question is that called igud? Ayayotze the mitzvah of igud with that? Now the Mishnah Berurah does bring down the shita, and very much mashma in Mishnah Berurah that he's okay with it, even though that the Aguda Boyalech is only mistapping in it. He's only got a sofek if that's called a knot, putting it together with the proper kesher and vatyotze with that, is mistapeg in it. But the Mishnah Berurah does bring it, and the mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah is that one is yotze. That's like the Prima Godim says clearly, that's called the kesher shel kayoma, that's good enough. But there are other, on the other side of the coin, there are other poskim who say not like that, say that's not called a double knot. Might be nice, but that's not called double knot. And the Chasam Sofer elaborates about it and says it looks very nice, but before you do things which are nice, you have to do what the Chazal tell us nice. And then you can add on, and you should add on, what you think is nice. But first you have to know what does Chazal say about it. And Chazal say it has to be a double knot. That's what Zeh Kelim Abay is. So don't get out the double knot, which is such a kind of a keshelech. So therefore, that's what follows from that. So in order to be yotze all the shittas correctly, in order to yotze all the shittas, what we do is that what ideally one should do is not just stick the adasim and the rovis and the lulav in, only one should bind it together at the bottom where the adasim and the rovis are as well, but they should, by the way, they shouldn't just be stuck in on top, they should go right down, that where you hold it, you're holding adasim and the rovis and the lulav, not that you're not yotze, you're yotze like that as well, but that's not the ideal way. The ideal way is that you should hold them all together, so you should put the lulav, the adasim and the rovis on the side, stick them right down, and then make a double knot. And since you make then a double knot, so then you're mekayim ala shittas and everything, that's the correct way to do it. Now, by the way, when you stick it into the keshelach, make sure you've paid a lot for these rovis, and make sure that the rovis are still as mehuda as when you bought it. But if you stick it in, and the leaves come off while you stick it in, you've ruined it before you start. And the way to do it is, you take this keshelech and you squeeze it, you push it together, then the hole will open up nice. Then you can put the arovas and the dasim beautiful in it, and then you can pull it out again very gently, carefully, and then everything will be as it's supposed to be, as you want it to be. Otherwise, you're going to ruin it. Oh, so now taking out Niontov, we'll come to that in a minute. Taking out Niontov, if you're already mentioning it, let's jump there. Taking out Niontov, the Remor does bring a shitter in Toferish Nundalet. The Remor brings a shitter that on Chalamoyet one changes the Arovas. At the minik that yes, to change it, other one hold better to do the mitzvah as many times possible with the same, and other one hold no, get the better one and the even fresher ones, and get fresh ones and change the Arovas, especially the Arovas don't last too long. So get the beautiful, new, fresh ones on Chalamoyet. Now the Mishnah Berurah over there brings present the Paschim, what's Chalamoyet? What was Yontov? So he says, Yontov, you can't change them. Why not? Because he says, Yontov, you're supposed to make a kesher. And a kesher is supposed to be a double knot. Now, if you can just push them in and out, which you can't do on Yontov, so what's the alternative option? Just push it in and out. Now, if you can push the arovas in and out on Yontov, then you didn't do a very tight knot. And if you do a very tight knot, then you haven't done the kesher shel kayom, what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be a tight knot, which you can afterward tight knot means it's holding it together, not that you can stoop it in and out. Besides the point that if you can just about manage to escape it in and out, you will take root tear the leaves off, which are then again you've ruined it again. So there's two problems. Besides sticking in and out, besides the problem that you might ruin it, which is chalamoyed as well, not the ideal thing to do. But besides that, it's then proven that that's not a real kesher shel kayama, which we are looking for. We're looking for a double knot, which is tight, which is holding it together. And that you can't do on Yontov. So therefore, that's why the Gemara is only talking about chalamoyet, and that's what one should do. So let's go now, what one should do, if one does change the arovas chalamoyet, then it's not good enough just to pull them out and stick the newer, fresh ones in. Even if you can do it very gentle, that the leaves won't fall out. Only ideally, you should make an igud, means you to tie around the lulav leaf, the igud. You make the knot tight. That means you first open it up, and then make a new knot when you put the other ones around it. Now, I don't want to go in too much into the shaila. Who does this knot? Because mitzvah bo yosim bishlucha, you can might ask your children to do it in order to, because you're going to be busy erev Yom Tov. But the meister in the mitzvah, one should do it oneself. And one definitely should not ask one's wives to do it or one's children to do it, which are ketanim. Because that's already a halachic issue. I'm not saying that one's not yoitza, but it's definitely not ideal to do it. The Mogen Avraham wants to say that one's not yoitza. The poskim say that maybe one would be yoitza. It depends why, what the reason of it is. The remorse shitter was always not the Mogen Avraham goes with that. For instance, knotting, making the knot by the tefillin is uksartem, uksaftem, uksartem. We make a kshira and ksiva is written together. So only somebody who's mechuyev b'mitzvahs, an adult man, over bar mitzvah, he is included in kshartem. He has got the mitzvah of putting on tefillah, so he can do the ksaftem. Learns the Mogen Avraham, that's just the source of it. But the hu adin, everything else as well. Everything which is, for instance, in our case, only a godl, a man, a godl is mechuyev mitzvahs lulav, so only he can do the preparations to it. And therefore, it becomes already now a problem if a cotton does it, or a woman does it, and that's shit as Rabbeinu Tam. But other Rishonim hold, not like that, other Rishonim hold that the reason that women can't do the knot of the tefillin because ukshartam, they can't write it, because they're not bechlal mitzvahs tefillin, is not because ukshartam chsaftam, only because in Pasuk it says double b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael, v'nei b'nei Yisrael. So therefore, that's already a different limud, which is only a local halacha, and therefore maybe by lulav that doesn't apply, and maybe therefore the kotten can do it. So that's a discussion, but besides all that, the mitzvah is for the husband to do it, the man to do it, it's his mitzvah, spend a lot of money on it, and probably quite a lot of time on it as well, so he might as well finish it off and do the preparation properly himself. That's the mitzvah of binding it together. Now the way how to bind it together, just we've got another few minutes, we can do everything right, we can do everything wrong. It's not ma'akev, but you might well do it the right way round. Pardon?
By mistake, do it right.
Yeah. The mitzvah is that when the shedra is facing you, you all know, that's again the general minik, al pi halocha, I'm not going al pi soit, because I don't know it, but there is al pi soit other ways how to do it, but al pi halocha, it's the adasim on the right side, and the rovers on the left side. And that's how one's supposed to do it, and that's how we usually do it. Even a left-handed person might hold it, the lulav and the adasim are always the wrong other way around. But binding together, he does the same way, the adasim on the right, because maybe it's written first in the pasuk, because maybe it's called the more choshev one, it's definitely the more expensive one, but that's why it's on the right, and our others are on the left. Again, if somebody does it alpi kabbalah, that's a different story. Alpi kabbalah, it's one right and one left, and the middle one is towards the right, but not mamish in the middle, but towards the right, and that's a whole different setup, but it does matter of us as well. You'll see people who do that. But let's go with the halacha. That is one halacha, which is also not so, people not so familiar with the halacha, the lechatchila again, that we all know that the adasim are supposed to be a bit higher than the arovas. Again, as I say, it's a more choshuva one. It's maybe because we're brought down, and one reason is because the arovas leaves are bigger and they might cover over the hadasim leaf and we might not see it, so it should be a bit sticking out. Or maybe because the adasim are connected to the eyes, arovas is connected to the mouth, so the eyes are higher than the mouth. Again, there's a lot of soid all involved in these things. But it's brought down, Shulchan Aruch, the adasim should be a bit higher than the arovas. That's known. What's less known is that it should be after the top, the arovas, the highest point of the arovas, and let's say the highest point of the stalk of the arovas, which has the selfie discussion, should be a tefach of the shedra of the lulav. Now, not all lulavim, that's so easy to do. Depends how high the shedra is. Depends how big the lulav is to start off with. But sometimes the shedra is quite low in a lulav. Depends what kind of lulav you have got. And then it's not going to be such an easy job. Like I said, I'm not saying it's ma'akev. Even so, interestingly, the Kiryat Sefer says it's halacha le'moshe mi'Sinai. It's not just anything. There's a shit in Kiryat Sefer. But it's definitely not ma'akev. But the ma'aseh, the hadasim, besides being higher than the rovas, should still be a tefach higher than that should be the shedra. That's what it says. Clearly, it's based on a gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Shedroi shelule tzorich shiyer min hadas tefach. And that's how he explains the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, lulef, it not, doesn't say it's four tefachim, it's three tefachim, and not a tefach, kedei lenanea. That means it has to stick out a tefach, kedei lenanea. The leaves which should be shaken, which one should use to shake, I'm not talking about the top leaves there on top, which are. It's talking about the leaves which are in the part of the lulav which you need. And how much do you need? Four tefachim. So that's the one tefach, which is sticking out of the arovas, which would be one tefach still, shedra, and those leaves is kedei lenanea. Those leaves should be shaken, one should use for shaking. So now, what I mean to add on to this is, now we've got a minik. And the minik is that besides making the knot, which we do to cut, to put to, that bind together, the lulav and hadas and arovas, it also, we've got another minik, which is to have three other rings around the lulav, two or three, again, most of us do three. Now, where are these three rings? Now, some people put it right to the top. But that's not correct, because if it's right at the top, so what are you shaking? It's what the leaves are supposed to be shaking. So what are you shaking? And shaking should be, as we've just said now, in that tefach, the top shedra, one tefach of a shedra should still be not tied together with the lulav leaf in order that should be shaking. However high it is, it doesn't make a difference, but there should still be shedra leaves parallel to the shedra. There should still be leaves, which that, those leaves which come out from the top part of the shedra should be loose. That those should be nananea. That is the mitzvah of ninua, to shake the lulav, and that means the leaves which are on that tefach, the top tefach of the shedra. So it's got two issues here. We've got an issue that the shedra should be sticking out of the hadassim tefach. And that tefach, maybe not that tefach, could be higher up, but a tefach of the shedra should not be bound together, should not be the three rings which one puts around it, should be loose over there. It should be that one should be able to shake it. Alright, time's running out. That's the mitzvah of igut. Just a little dvar. Or maybe let's just mention here food for thought. We're still going to a dvar agoda. A question. How is somebody mekayem mitzvahs lula with eight brochas? He needs to make eight brochas to mekayem the mitzvahs lula. Valid brochas. Not brochas of atolas. Valid brochas. Eight brochas to a kind of Mrs. Lulav. I can give you the answer now. That's not for Lulav. Because to that, you made 3 hours before that. Hopefully. No. One, to Mekai and one mitzvah's Lulav, one day, and he needs to make eight brochas. Okay, I'll tell you in 1 minute. We could discuss it now for half an hour. But Shlomo, I don't want to go in overtime. But what the answer is very simple. There's a locha that you can only shake the dalet minim derech giduloi, the way it grows. For instance, most of us turn the esrik around, and then, for the brochas, not to be mekai in the mitzvah ready beforehand, and after you said the brochas, you turn it over. Now, what happens if you didn't turn it over? You're not mekai in the mitzvah. Not the mitzvah's esrik. You have to make another brocha al mitzvah's esrik. Lulav and hadas manarov, you've done. But al mitzvah's esrik, you make a new brocha al mitzvah's esrik. So that's the halacha. So now let's work it out. The first day sukkahs, somebody takes the dalet minim, and obviously the lulav is going to be not upside down because then he won't be able to hold it. So he makes a shechiyonu al anatilas lulav. And then he realizes the esrik is upside down after the kind of mitzvahs. And now he has to make another shechiyonu with another al anatilas esrik. Then he realizes that hadassim are upside down. So it's another shechiyonu al anatilas Hadassim. And then he realized the rovers are upside down, and not the shechionu, mit al-netilas al-venochal. So therefore he's got four shechionus and four brochas, which he'll have to do. So I don't think that's going to happen so easily, but with esrig it can happen, or quite often that could happen, such a thing. And that would be the answer. Rabbi Yisai, just another 5 minutes, a little thought, Rabbi Yisai, of sukkahs. A question which I want to ask you. We all know mitzvahs, kavonas. Now, when it comes to lulav, kavonas are, we know one thing, soit, and finished. And with that, we've been used to the issue. Now, I'm not going to megale here, soitus, because I don't usually speak about these things because I don't know them themselves. But I want to give you a bit of a kavona in lulav. What do you think about lulav? Besides thinking about, is my esther the nicer one or my neighbor the nicer one? Besides that, what does one think about when one shakes lulav? So we all know it's all soidus. Shofar is also soid. But nevertheless, remez yeshboy, as we all know, the Rambam says, remez yeshboy, uri yesheni mishinaschem. Ep is something. In Shloa Kodesh, in Arizal, steht that Shaskia Shofar wants to do tshuva. We know it's something more than a minute. Sukkah is also a lot of soidus in it. But we know there's a mitzvah, kibbe sukkah is a shafti as b'nei yisol. Besides mechavan the mitzvah, one should have kavona, that kibbe sukkah is a shafti as b'nei yisol. That's what b'nei yisol took us out of Mitzrayim. We should think about that when the sukkahs. What do you think about lulav? A mitzvah. About it. That's the first thing. That's a mitzvah, the reise, the kind of mitzvah. What's a kavona? The kavona is very difficult because it's kamat all soidus. But I want to give you a bit of a thought of what to think about. And it's a yisoid. It's a basic yisoid. It's something to think about for you, and even your wife and your children can also think about these things without going too deep. But I want to remark the Ramban. There's a Ramban, a famous Ramban, the end of Parshas Bo, which the Ramban says over there. I'll read out the Loshon. Time doesn't allow to elaborate on it. But the Loshon is of the Ramban. Kavonas kol mitzvahs. The kavona of kol mitzvahs is shenamin belekeinu v'noy de'elof shehu baronu. That we believe in the Boi Nishloilam, and that we should be able to know the Olaf Shubaronu. We should thank him and bless him that he has created us. V'hi kavonas hayetzira, says the Ramban in Sof Parshas Bo, v'hi kavonas hayetzira. The whole Bria Soilam, the whole kavona is tam echob yetziras orishoina. There's one and one only reason, says the Ramban, in the whole creating the world, that we should be able to say shavach v'yedor to the boynish loylom. V'ein ye'elin betachtoinim chofetz bilvat zeh sh'yeda ha'odom v'yoda lelakov sh'boroi. The only thing the boynish loylom wants, very strong shoinus here of the Ramban, but we haven't got time to go into it. V'ein le'elin betachtoinim chofetz bilvat zeh sh'yeda ha'odom v'yoda lelakov sh'boroi. Only that the boynish loylom's only pleasure and only reason that he created the world is that we should be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give shevach v'yodah to the boynish loylom. We say it really every day, kimat, that. We ask for the Beis HaMikdash, we ask for being the Beis HaMikdash, v'ein le'sholom me'ar b'kan v'sores, z'lichin em'er k'mir t'atzenu, k'keil po'il yishuas oto, u'vonu v'chata mikolam v'loshon, v'kirav tonu malkeinu l'shimcha ha'godoyl, all for what? L'hoidois l'cho, u'liachetcho be'avo. We're asking for Mashiach, we're asking for being a Beis HaMikdash, for one thing only, l'hoidois l'cho, u'liachetcho be'avo, to bless, to thank, to give shevach v'hoidoya to the Rabbi Nishleilom. That's the whole Yetzirah, that's why Rabbi Nishleilom created the world, and it's a very interesting Ramban. That's why we got such a mitzvah, Tfilah B'Tzibah, and brought the Knesiyos, we should come together, and give shevach v'hoidoya to the Rabbi Nishleilom together. That's generally what the Ramban says, is the mitzvah, it's a kavona of why the Rabbi Nishleilom has created the world. Now, let's go to lulav. We've got another 4 minutes. Now, what's it got to do with lulav? The yisoid of lulav is, shleitin v'tvorim is, that we take the four minim, and the four minim are all different kinds of minim. The esrik looks nice and smells nice. The arovas are at extreme, both negative. And then we've got the hadassim and the lulav, which one of them, the hadassim smell nice, they don't look nice, and the lulav is the other way around. Looks nice, it's a big, tall, but doesn't smell nice. So it represents all what the Boi Nishleilom, all what grows, it represents the Adalet, these Dalet meaning represents all what the Boi Nishleilom has created, all plants which the Boi Nishleilom, fruits and everything Boi Nishleilom has created, that's what it represents. And we do Nanuim with it. And what's the Nanuim with it? Tosfos says, Tosfos in Sukkah speaks about it, and Tosfos says that Oziranu kol Atzei Hayoah. We take the Atzei Hayoah, we take all what Boi Nishleilom has created, the all what grows, the atzaya odiranenu, and they are saying shevach v'yedoy to the Rabbi Nishleilom. They are saying shvachim to the Rabbi Nishleilom. We shake them. They are meraket. They are dancing. They are saying that they're saying shvachim to the Rabbi Nishleilom. That represents all what grows and the Rabbi Nishleilom has created. They are also saying shvachim to the Rabbi Nishleilom. By taking that, we are saying this is all yours, Rabbi Nishleilom, and you, and they are also saying you've created it for the sake of saying shvachim to the Rabbi Nishleilom. But that's only where it starts. That's what Tosfos says in Sita. But Tosfos brings a medrash, and the medrash starts off, and the medrash adds on something. The medrash says, it's the medrash in Parshas Emor, ulekachtem lechem b'yom rishon, and the pasuk starts, and the medrash starts off with the other part of the pasuk, one pasuk before that. It says, yal so sodai v'chol asher boi. Yalo is soda becholash boy says the medrash. Yalo is soda zeha oilam. Shenema brings the pasuk. Yalo is soda means that the shvachim are giving the world itself. Becholash boy means kol oilam shenema. Also brings the pasuk. So we're taking the dalam meaning which Rabbeinu has created, and we are taking ourselves as well, and we are shaking it, and that is the yalo is soda, the whole world. Becholash boy, which means all the mankind, all the people themselves together, and we're taking together, as the apostle carries on afterwards, Oziraninu Kolatse Hayor, and we're taking together the peres and the fruits and everything Boyin Shalom has grown, which represents the Dalam Minim, and we're saying the Boyin Shalom, they are also Yiraninu Kolatse Hayor. They are saying Shevach Vehodoya to the Boyin Shalom. And we do that Sukkos, because Sukkos is Boyin Shalom is done Alamayim, but Chag Nidoinim Alamayim. Mayim is the most essential part. For not only for human being, but for any plant, for anything which grows, without water it doesn't come. If we want to have the shefa or brocha of chak ha-sukkos, which for sukkos nidoinim al ha-mayim, then we take all that. The person himself has to take himself, maybe that's the hardest part, and he takes the dalet minim, and he takes it together on chak ha-sukkos, and he says, od yiraninu kolatze hayor, we say shevach v'yedo, which that's the whole tachlis of the creation of the world, as the Ramban says, that's the whole tachlis of a person in this world, to tell shevach v'yedo to the Boyin Shalom. And after in Kippur, when we had our slicha mechila v'kapora, tell the Boyin Shalom, now we are pure, now we can give you the real shevach v'yedo to the Boyin Shalom. So that should be a minimum of a kind, if I may say, some kind of a kavona, as the Tosfos, as the Medrash says, that we're taking, we're saying Shevach, and that's why we say it in Hallel. That's why it fits that we say the Shevach, we do shaking in Hallel, not in Boruch Shoma, and not in Oleinu, because not everybody's there also, but besides that, because in Hallel, we do it because when we say Hallel to the Boyin Shloilom, then we take the Dalet Minim, and we say Shevach V'yedoah to the Boyin Shloilom, that the whole creation belongs to him, as we say doch in the whole davening, V'yedu kol Paul Kiyato Pialto, V'yomin kol Yetzur Kiyato Yetzalto. This is bringing it now alive, not just the Bakosha, when we're saying, these Dalet Minim, with included the person himself, Oziran Nukolat Hayom. And we'll be Zeichem Yer Teshem, Mekayin the Mitzvah properly, and have the right, if one may say, some kind of a kavona, some kind of a purpose in what we are doing, and that's also why we are shaking it to all the directions, as the Mefarshim explained, because everything belongs to the Boyin Shalom, everything is the Boyin Shalom, and everything, all directions are, is all what the Boyin Shalom has created in order to give the Boyin Shalom Shevach V'Hoidah. Yeah. The answer.
You want to wait 5 minutes.
Well, it's good.